Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Also in studio with me this morning, our guest, as he is before every school board meeting, we have Dr. Craig Correll in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. So a lot of things going on. There's meeting tonight. Quite a few things on the agenda tonight. Obviously, so it's going to start at 6 p.m. tonight. And it's going to be at 6:15 Ellis. So anybody that wants to attend, they're welcome to attend. But there are several things going on, including an acceptance of some resignations and some retirements as well, it looks like, from Mary Swindell, Tom Hawthorne, and Sari Splichter. Then we'll have an open forum later on. And then we're going to get into the mill rates trends. And can you tell us what that is all about?
Yeah, we're going to have a report tonight that just kind of highlights the mill rate trends that we've seen here in Coffeyville amongst the taxing entities and what that's looked like going back until the present time. You know, as always, we try to be very mindful of those mill rates set for our community to keep those rates down while still offering our students the best education and the best facilities that we can here in town.
And for somebody like such as myself who is kind of new in town, can you tell us what a mill rate is?
Well, I should have invited my assistant superintendent, business manager
Just kind of a rough
essentially, it's based
overview.
On the tax valuation here in town. And so what that mill rate does is it sets our budget in order for us to have the funds to run the school system. And so what you're going to see is looking back at the history and how the district has done its best to keep that mill levy pretty much flat for the last several years. And Andy Taylor was having a conversation with him, and he asked about given a report along those lines, and he keeps track of a lot of that for all the entities here in town.
That's so it's basically just kind of a way where you guys can set your budget for the upcoming year. The upcoming year, I'm guessing the fiscal year, that is?
Yes, it always happens in the fiscal year, so we set that budget typically at the end of July, so that way it starts the end of June, so it starts there in July.
So basically the middle of the calendar year, but the start of the fiscal year,
right,
which makes sense
yeah,
for school.
Starts July 1.
So also talking about graduation and post-secondary education updates.
Yes, that's one of the goals of Kansans Can. Kansans Can, through the Kansas State Department of Education, has five goals, and one of those is post-secondary effectiveness, and one of those is graduation. So obviously to make sure our students are successful in life, we need to get them graduated through school, but also really prepare them for what's next. And whether that's college or a trade school or even going right to work, making sure they've had the appropriate training and the skills that they need upon graduation. So we'll receive a report tonight from lead principal at Phil Kinley High School, Travis Stalford, and I'm sure he'll bring probably one of his counselors or advisors in to talk about some of those relationships as well that we have here in town. You know, obviously, Coffeyville Community College has been a great partner of ours, and so several of our students achieve credit through the college during their high school years, and then several of our students go on to attend Coffeyville Community College. And so there'll be some talk about that relationship and what that looks like, and we are very fortunate to have, you know, such a great partner right here in town.
And I was talking to him before Mr. Stalford, and he was saying there were actually a few kids that they start early doing that, and that they've actually already got their associate's degree by the time they graduate high school as well. And that's a lot of work, but hey, that shows a lot of initiative by the students that they want to get that done early so they can go ahead and get an early start, pretty much.
That's a good point. You know, the initiative really has to start with the students. We want to make sure that we have these available, but that we've had those conversations with our students so they understand the importance of getting that early start. And, you know, one of our goals is we'd like to have 100% of our graduates have at least some college credit before they graduate. And if we're not there, we're just almost there. So we're going to hear more about that in tonight's meeting. And what we're also going to hear about is the state of Kansas sets goals for each individual school district based on their specific parameters. And we're going to hear tonight that we've actually exceeded some of those goals. So it's going to be an interesting report, definitely, this evening.
So that's going to be exciting, especially since you've saying some of you guys are exceeding those goals. Also tonight, you got a couple of action items, personnel. The board is set to approve, looks like, a couple of at least four new additions to the school district. Edward Ray Rutherford, an assistant baseball coach. Jamie Thompson, the assistant boys swim coach. Corey Turner, the assistant wrestling coach. And Thomas Mankiewicz, the assistant wrestling coach. That is definitely very exciting, I know, for those folks. But also exciting for Field Kinley as well, is it not?
Sure it is. We've got some great people stepping up to help coaching. You know, you hear a lot about a teacher shortage, you know, not only in Kansas but nationwide. And with that teacher shortage also becomes a coaching shortage because they're usually one and the same, you know, most of the time. So we appreciate these people that are stepping up for us. And some of these people are being hired to fill vacant positions, but some are actually some new positions because we've had some growth in some of these programs. You know, wrestling specifically, we've had some growth. The boys, you know, side has grown somewhat, but we have a phenomenal squad of female wrestling athletes this year. So the first year that we've had that as an official sport, and so we've hired an additional coach for that.
And that's got to be exciting, adding women girls wrestling this year. And has there been a pretty big turnout for that this year?
There really has been. So we're very fortunate to have that here in Coffeyville, and you know, good luck to those girls this season.
Absolutely. Another sport that they can compete in, so that's always a good thing. And of course, you know, basketball starting up here in I think the Nowata tournament.
Yeah, the Nowata tournament is this week, so it's upon us.
Basketball is upon us. So the NATO season kicking off this week for the high school for Field Kinley. So again, if people want to attend the meeting, what time is it, and where can they go?
6 p.m. at the Board of Education office, and that's 615 Ellis.
And the other thing I want to talk about here, it says open forum. What is that? Open forum, obviously, but is it just kind of just bouncing things around, or what is that?
No, our meeting is a little different than other entities' meetings. We have a meeting that's held in public, not necessarily for the public. So the board meets to discuss Board of Education and school district business, but they have that in public so everyone's aware of what is being discussed. And the open forum, if there's any community members that want to show up and discuss anything that's on that agenda that evening, they can sign up with the board clerk, and that's my assistant superintendent, Michael Spear. They would sign up with him for that purpose.
And basically you would go on things that's already on the agenda.
Correct.
So far. Okay. So and like you say, it's held in the open that way, so there's transparency.
Exactly.
So nobody can say, oh, well, you hit something from it. You want to be 100% transparent, which is a great thing, so that people can't say, hold on, what are you doing that for? We didn't hear about this.
Right, and that's why we try very hard to make sure that we stick to our agenda as well. So, yeah, the only things that are discussed are those items listed on that agenda.
So, and the next meeting will be after Christmas, so that'll be on January 13th, 2020, again at the Education Center at 6 p.m., so it's Christmas is upon us. Basketball is upon us. It's an exciting time of year now.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on. So, Dr. Correll, I thank you very much for coming in today and talking about what's going on tonight, and I will not see you again before Christmas, so have a very Merry Christmas, sir.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.